Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of 8 Bits and Joysticks, your favorite BGM podcast and radio show. I am your host, Andrew Padula, and I'm joined by my good buddy, Miles Bruckner.
What's up?
This is episode 45 for the week of August 10th, 2015. Last week, we talked about the music of Super Mario Land. We talked about what we wanted to see from Gamescom, and I challenged Miles in the Rumble. Tonight's episode will feature a recap of Gamescom 2015 and a special Let's Play of affordable space adventures on the Wii U. Tonight's playlist will feature songs from Super Mario World 2, Kid Icarus, Halo 3, Banjo-Kazooie, and much more. Remember, you can subscribe to us on iTunes and other podcast platforms for new episodes every single Thursday, and new live episodes first on Monday nights at 10 on our website and Twitch channel. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, let us begin this episode. I'd like to say, actually, I apologize if I sound weird and I'm going to cough a lot. I'm feeling a little under the weather, so excuse the scratchiness and inevitable coughing.
You're taking Sean's place in that regard.
Yes.
Since he's not here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of which, we wish Sean safe travels. He's currently en route to Ireland.
Yes.
So hope you have a good flight, buddy, and hope you have fun.
Oh, he's going to have so much fun.
Indeed.
I want him to first kiss the Blarney Stone, because that's...
I don't know about that.
No, no, you gotta wipe it off first.
Yeah.
It's well known that the local boys pee on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, tourists, beware.
Bring like, what are they... What's the
like
word
the alcohol wipes?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Definitely sanitize that shit. Second, have some honey mead.
Honey mead?
Oh.
That sounds like something out of Hogwarts.
Yes.
It sounds good.
Probably.
Have you had honey mead before?
I've heard legends and tales
of
such a thing, and yes.
Okay.
I really want to go there, and I've heard of it in Ireland. I know someone who went there and had it, and they said it's the best thing they've ever had. So
interesting.
I want to try it in Ireland.
No, okay.
No comparison, apparently.
That sounds good.
Yes.
Well, I will maybe during the show we'll just text him before he gets too far away and service leaves him. Just say, try honey mead.
Is he going to have to be like completely out of touch, or maybe internet, or...
I have no idea.
They have
we should know
there.
This.
I know.
We should have asked him about this.
Eh.
Oh, well. Anyway, wish you safe travels.
Have fun.
Have fun, and we'll be here when you get back. One other quick announcement before we get into the show. Our next Minecraft event is scheduled for August 24th, and that is going to be a Skyblox event.
Woo!
And, hope you guys are excited for that one, and we hope to see you there.
I have to figure out how to set that up.
I
think last time it was a plug-in with Bucket that allowed us to have multiple people have their own islands.
Curse you, Bucket!
I know. I don't know. I'm sure someone's figured out something. We'll figure it out.
We'll get it going.
Yeah.
And if not, we'll let you know and come up with something else.
Yeah.
We're good at thinking on our feet, right? If the show hasn't taught us anything.
there's two ways to do it. There's multiplayer Skyblox, you know, PvP, mm-hmm. where everybody's making their own little island and then trying to kill each other. Or could we force them to work together, all crowded on this tiny little starting island together? That might be more painful for them.
Like a battle royale situation.
No. They have to cooperate. That's the hard part.
That's why it's
so difficult, because they have to cooperate.
I don't see that going.
No.
But it could be fun to watch.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. All right, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Miles, is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners that you have been playing this week for the memory card?
Yes, I have been playing a cool new game I found. Actually, I was just telling you about how I've been looking for a new game to play, and I've decided to jump back into some PC gaming for a bit.
The Master Race.
I wouldn't go that far. I'm still a console guy. I love my PC stuff, but I usually just play MMOs. But something that the PC does do really well, because they have Steam, are free games, free to play.
That is true.
So I've been checking out the free-to-play section in the Steam store, and I stumbled across a game that I had I saw a preview for a while back. I don't know where, maybe an article, but I guess it just released finally. It's called Card Hunter.
Card Hunter.
Card Hunter, and it's super nerdy, like really geeky. It's basically a turn-based card-based Dungeons & Dragons.
Interesting.
So you have your party of three characters. It's an RPG. They level up. You get stats. You choose your classes and your race. You have humans, dwarves, and elves. And then you have fighters, wizards, and clerics. And you choose your combination of them. And you collect equipment and stuff. But the way it works is the fighting is done turn-based on a grid against monsters and stuff. But the equipment that you have equipped to you gives you different cards in your deck. And they're drawn randomly at the start of each round. And you have a hand, and that's your turn. You play a card, and it does something, whether it be a move card to move a certain squares or an attack card or a spell card. It's really interesting. And they even have some weapons or equipment items have drawbacks built in. They might have some really good, powerful cards, and then they balance it with, like, two shitty cards. Maybe even a drawback, where if you draw it, you have to play it, and it hurts you. Maybe not directly to HP, but it's now a negative that's kind of, like, on you for a little while. It's really interesting. It kind
of... It's like a very technical type of...
Yes and no. It's not too bad.
Okay.
Maybe I'll show it on another show. I can stream it. It's fun. It's quick. It has multiplayer. You can do co-op, so each of you controls one of your three characters. Or you can do versus.
Okay.
Your party versus their party, which is actually pretty cool. But it's kind of scratching that RPG itch that I've had, and that Dungeons & Dragons itch that I've also had for a long time that I haven't been able to play for a while. So it kind
of
gets
that. Two birds, one stone.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's fun. It's and it absolutely makes fun of itself. It doesn't take itself seriously, which is great. And your dungeon master is talking to you every now and then, and his name is I forgot his name. It's like Derek or something. But then his older brother is like the uber game master, who's like the expert and, you know, has years more experience, and he's like mentoring his younger brother, and his name is Melvin, and he's you know, you're stereotypical. He's like the comic book guy from Simpsons.
Okay.
Yeah, and every now and then the dungeon master will get interrupted because they ordered pizza. The pizza delivery girl will show up, and it's I don't know. It's cute. That's all I can say. It's adorable.
I like
when
things kind of break the fourth wall and are self-referential.
It's
That's why I like Sunset Overdrive so much.
Does not take itself seriously, and it's a fun little free RPG you can grab on Steam.
That sounds cool.
I'm enjoying it.
Awesome.
So
very neat.
That's basically it.
Okay. I haven't really played that much either. I've been kind of busy running around with various stuff. But I did get to sit down, and I got a little farther in The Last of Us. I got past the point I had originally gotten to when I did my first run through, so that was exciting. It's sad. It's a depressing world that I'm in.
Yeah.
But I kind of have a confession to make, and it sucks that Sean's not here, because I do want to bring this up when he gets back.
Okay.
This game... It feels like I'm playing for the cutscenes. The story is so much... It's so overwhelmingly better than the gameplay.
Okay.
And whenever a cutscene happens, I am so captivated and so interested in what's going on, I just kind of would rather this be a movie. Like,
okay.
I'm playing it, and I feel like I'm not terrible at stealth games. Now, I'm not, like, amazing.
Well, I've heard this stealth isn't... It's a little more realistic, where you kind of gotta, like, shit, dip out. It didn't quite go the way I wanted it to.
I haven't gotten that vibe. What I'm finding out is that when I'm crawling around trying to sneak, I find that just sometimes I trigger the monsters just seemingly for no reason. And all of a sudden, like, I'm crawling, I'm creeping, I'm going. And then all of a sudden, just one of these clicker things just turns around, like, and just starts screaming, and all of a sudden I'm getting my neck chewed apart. And I'm like, I guess I have to do this again. And the other thing is that it's kind of clunky to control Joel, the main character. Like, I'm running around, and there's the a popular mechanic is, like, you're running and you, like, tap X to, like, vault over little objects, just, like, swing your legs around. And I find that I just keep running into things, and, like, I'm just stuck, and then I panic. I'm like, oh, jump, come on, what are you doing?
So what you're telling me is you're getting the odd numbered Assassin's Creed experience.
Kinda. It's like I don't know how to put it into words, because when I'm having fun, it's just there's a clear imbalance where the cutscenes and everything are just more interesting than the actual gameplay so far. And there's certain things about the gameplay that I think are really cool, like little type touches that they have that are awesome. Like you can pick up planks to put across like rooftops and stuff
to
shimmy across. And the animation that I really love is when you're up high and you're pulling one of these planks up, they actually show you like kind of like a human being would do. You kind of throw it up and just kind of glide it up into your hands. And I just like that they, it's not just you pick it up and it somehow manages to be shorter than it was and then you put it down. Like they actually have to, you have to work to get it up there. And it was interesting. And things like that are cool. But I feel like it's intentionally done where, because you're not a soldier, you're not some kind of space marine or something. So like shooting doesn't feel that great and it's difficult. So I understand that like some of it's probably done to be intentional because you're a middle-aged regular dude.
It's bridging the gap between your skills as a player and the perceived skills of the protagonist.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's something that I guess just I'm not used to, but it's just a little different than what I'm used to, I guess. I can't say I hate it or that it's bad.
Artificial narrative difficulty?
I suppose, yeah, that would probably
I'm
be the best
really sure
way to describe
it. I'm not sure if there's a term for it, but yeah.
It's the first time I've really encountered something like this, so it's a little jarring when it comes to it, and it's like, in a game, you're used to everything being a little fantastical where you can do anything. And it's like,
yeah.
So the fact that it is pretty real and that, like, you know, Joel had to start using guns to kill people probably when he was in his 30s, and now he's in like his 50s or whatever. So he's not like an experienced marksman or whatever.
He hasn't been professionally trained. He hasn't, gone to a range to practice. He probably has limited ammo. There is no practicing. It's all practice. The practice is actual need to shoot things. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no extra.
So it's, like I said, I can't be mad at it, but I'm having more fun just watching the story unfold than the character, like making the character experience it.
Okay.
That being said, I can't wait for The Last of Us movie. If it's half as good as the game, I'll love it. So, but that's pretty much all I've really gotten a chance to play. So, unless there's anything else you wanted to add, we should move into our first block.
Just that there's only two types of post-apocalyptic worlds. There's that kind, and then there's like the Mad Max kind, and I definitely want to do the Mad Max kind if that ever happens to us.
Yeah. The real depressing one.
Yeah,
just is no thank you.
No. I think we'd go, to cope, everyone's a little crazy, and just go nuts, have fun with it,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Speaking of which, I can't wait for Mad Max to come out on Blu-ray. I'm so excited.
How about the game?
I that is the one game that I have not like followed up on really looking anything up on, but I should do that because I've been hearing good buzz about it.
I don't really know a whole lot about the Mad Max, universe. I haven't seen the movie, the recent one. I haven't really followed this one that I'm talking about much, but what I have seen, it seems to really capture the vibe of the universe and really follow along with that. It doesn't tie into the movie at all either.
Yeah, it's a standalone thing. I know that.
But it seems really cool. Open world, post-apocalyptic stuff. Trying to find and scavenge parts, modifying your car, having car fights.
Car fights sounds
car
cool.
Car fights. There was a mechanic I saw where you find like a secret stash. It's like this big sheet of metal over like a hidden, I don't know, not really a bunker, but like a hole in the ground. And you gotta like hook up the chain to the back of the car and drag it off in order to access all whatever goodies are under there.
That's cool. So there's like puzzle mechanics in there and stuff too.
I don't know about puzzle mechanics, but you needed your car.
Okay,
that's your car is your lifeline in that, I guess. That's
I'll have to check that game out though.
Yeah,
because I like the Mad Max universe. It's cool.
Yeah, some good stuff came out of Gamescom.
Yeah. So we're gonna take our first musical break and play a couple songs for you guys, and when we come back, we will talk about some Gamescom stuff, And then after that, we're going to head into our Let's Play of Affordable Space Adventures. So, live listeners, get ready to have something cool on your screen in just a little bit. But before that, we got some music for you guys, so don't go anywhere. This is Flower Garden from Super Mario World 2 here on 8-Bits and Joysticks.
You're listening to 8-Bits and Joysticks, the Internet's best video game radio show. You can catch the full live show every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and the podcast every Thursday. Still want more 8-Bits? Check out our website with a full archive of past episodes, subscribe to our Twitch and YouTube channels, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Now back to the show!
Welcome back to the show, folks. That was No Stone Unturned Cast Aside from Halo 3 ODST. We had stages 1 through 4 from Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Chapter 1, The Return of Palutena from Kid Icarus Uprising, and Flower Garden from Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island on the Super Nintendo, which brings us to level number 1.
Level 1!
Level 1 is normally... It is normally the soundtrack of the week, but this week we're doing something a little bit different.
Yep.
And we're going to do a brief recap of some of our favorite or most exciting Gamescom announcements. And then we're going to check in and see if now after E3 and Gamescom, if anything has changed, and just go over our most anticipated games for 2015. We got the two big conferences out of the way. There's still a few more, but they're not as big as E3 and Gamescom. So we'll just see if anything's changed, if anything's moved the needle for us in either direction. So for me, I got to say that I'm kind of split between two things: Tomb Raider and Deus Ex. Gun to my head, had to pick one. I think I'd have to go with Rise of the Tomb Raider because it's coming out sooner, so yeah, there's more of a reason to get excited. And two, it just looks so good.
Gorgeous.
It looks fantastic. And it was the first time, like, Deus Ex, we've seen gameplay before. Everything else that we've seen from Tomb Raider up until this point was, I don't know, not that it wasn't gameplay, because we had kind of seen that. There was that behind-closed-doors thing from E3 that got out. But that kind of looked like more of the same from the first game. And it was like, that's cool. And that's awesome that she fought a bear. But it still looked very similar. So it was like, neat. Okay, I'm on board. But now they showed new stuff. And the first one I got to say is you can climb trees.
Yep.
And that is just the raddest thing ever. I just saw her like shimmy up a tree real fast. It's like, oh, that's so cool. And I know, like, there was a mechanic in Assassin's Creed 3 where you can leap through the trees,
right?
Yeah,
I was
going to
say,
right?
That changed everything in Assassin's Creed when it came out in 3. And that was ridiculous for stealth and you know, assassin takedowns and stuff. So I'm going to assume it's the same thing here. It gives you a hiding place almost anywhere. And it allows you to do some crazy, ridiculous silent takedowns on enemies.
Yeah, because this one, Lara looks like a complete badass. Not that she's never, like, that she hasn't been, but...
Well, the first game was her origin story. She had to start off innocent.
Yeah.
And now she's kind of come into that Tomb Raider personality and that badassitude.
and she is just like a seasoned murderer now.
Pretty much. After the first game, pretty sure by the end of the first game, she's a seasoned murderer.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
That's besides the point. Actually, in this one, and I think you're going to enjoy this aspect of it, it's a little more focused on the exploration and dungeon crawling and tomb raiding.
Yeah, because that was the biggest complaint, I think, about the first one, was that there weren't as many tombs, I think, as people wanted. And they're saying, like, yeah, we're bringing it back. There will be more tombs and stuff for you to explore. So,
well, I think it works as the origin story because it was a fight for her survival and the survival of her team, because she was kind of thrown into this. And that's what kind of allowed her to step up and, you know, become who she was going to be. But she wouldn't have done that unless it was a straight up, you know, fight for her life this entire time.
That is a good point, yeah, because now the whole premise of this one is that she's going out and trying to seek out these things, so it would make sense that now there are more tombs. So I like the way you look at things, sir.
Thank you.
An excellent observation.
I think you did a great job with this reboot, to be honest.
Yeah.
I honestly wasn't like a huge Tomb Raider fan before this.
The same here.
But yeah, this one definitely was a really great reboot.
It was solid. It was a good game. So I'm just – also, I had read that – They were doing underwater segments, and instantly, yeah, that's anything underwater will just instantly set a gamer and be like, I don't know, but please don't say that word. But I gotta say, so far it looks like they're treating it okay, where there's not like vast underwater segments where you're gonna be, you know, swimming around for hours or whatever, like a whole underwater parts. Nothing like that. No pink water, but it looked like she can swim in the shallows. And she can use the water as another method of stealth.
Okay.
And the clip that I saw, she's swimming in this little river. It's coming up to this embankment where there's some dudes. And there's one guy with his back to the water. And she's sitting there and you look up and she just lunges out, grabs the dude by the throat and, like, pulls him in and, like, chokes him underwater. And then just slowly, like, gets back out. It's like, oh, shit. That was really cool. So I'm all for it. The water sounds cool. God, just everything. I'll see if I can find a link to what I watched, and I'll post it to our page or something. But that looked – all the gameplay footage coming from Rise of the Tomb Raider just looked fantastic. So I am super hyped for that game.
I like it.
Let me see. What else we got here? Like I said, Deus Ex was the other one that looked really cool. Just, again, the game looks really pretty. And the thing that I noticed was that the HUD and everything on screen, all that design language looked really great. The first one, it looks cool, but they were definitely it had areas to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
But now the menus and your targeting reticule, everything looks real clean, real minimal, and like your weapon wheel even is a lot smaller, a lot more condensed, very fine. Laid back, it's not like in your face or whatever. I think when you brought up the weapon wheel in the first one, it took up like the entire screen, and now it's almost like pretty transparent, and just like I said, the design of everything looks really good, and it's just something that I can appreciate from that aspect. I got a couple more, but what was something that you enjoyed?
Well, the 700-pound Wookiee in the room. Battlefront is got to be it. They showed off the fighter or starfighter game mode, which they told us that we weren't getting space, but this is basically that game mode, which is awesome. Oh, I'm okay with that.
It looked really cool.
It really reminded me of was the Rogue Squadron games.
Oh,
because the dog fighting looked really nice. And the focus is obviously going to be on that dogfighting in this game mode, you know, ship to ship and stuff. So I'm really excited that they do have an emphasis on, you know, dogfighting and fighter combat.
Yeah.
So I just want to see what they didn't really show any objectives or anything. It was just like a teaser as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything like that was really extended.
No, I don't think there were any words. It was just like some text on the screen, fighter mode, and then just dogfighting.
Yeah.
Which I was happy with.
It seemed like it was just the right amount of, like, chaotic.
Yeah. Oh, the TIE Interceptor, and then blows up the X-Wing, and then the Millennium Falcon comes in, and oh.
Dude, I gotta say, I've been, I'm trying real hard.
I keep it together.
But no, I'm right there with you because I've been riding the Star Wars hype train. I just recently watched Return of the Jedi, and I'm just like, just a couple more months.
Yep.
Just a few more months.
We're gonna get our squadron together.
Yes.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, this is gonna be excellent. So yeah, no, I'm really excited now. They've shown the emphasis on fighters and dogfighting because that's kind of what we were hoping for with something like the space combat mode in the old one. It was capital ship to capital ship, and you're firing back and forth and trying to blow up their shield generators, their sensor arrays, going in through their hangar and with boarding parties and trying to take out their defenses from the inside, taking out their reactor core, and that was incredibly fun. So I'm hoping that they have a nice objective-based fighter game mode in there, not just your deathmatch type.
Yeah.
But Battlefront, it's always been about objective stuff. It's like Battlefield, as opposed to say Call of Duty, which kind of focuses on that deathmatch game types. The Battlefront and Battlefield, I've always focused on those objective-based capture the points and attrition and things like that. So I'm kind of hoping that they'll add it in for ship combats.
Definitely. I got to say, I appreciate the way that, and I'm sure, this is in part also from Disney, but I really like just the way that Star Wars has been, as a whole franchise, has been presented to everyone. It's been a slow trickle, but everything that they've released so far, it's like I'm still waiting for them to screw up and say something dumb, but every time they give us new information, I'm just like, go on. This is, that's the right answer. Good job. And just like everything from the movies to the game, it's just they haven't missed a beat.
No,
everything's been on point.
You can hate on the mouse all you want, but they're not novices at this. This is why they're so big.
Yeah,
you gotta accept that.
They're doing a fantastic job.
I'm happy with it because they really are. I just had one more and then I'm done because everything else is pretty much the same. Like Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Okay.
I'm still just as excited for, but something that I didn't even know existed before Gamescom. I kind of just saw it. And I'm like, how did I miss this? Rock Band 4?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you didn't know it was announced at all?
No.
Because
that's the thing. It hasn't really been hyped. I haven't really heard anything on it. It's been kind of buried under all the other crazy stuff that we've been getting. And I just noticed it with Gamescom. I guess because it was a little quieter now after E3 and everything.
Rock Band 4 and Guitar Hero are coming back.
Rock Band 4.
Yeah.
All right.
Very cool stuff.
I don't know how I'm going to – it's kind of a – I don't know. I'm torn because at the same time, I love my Rock Band. How dedicated I was to Rock Band.
Absolutely.
The extensive music library. Were you ever part of those ridiculous Rock Band nights that I used to have up in the attic room at my parents' house?
No, but we have played before.
I wish Eamon was here to attest for this because he remembers this. I had one window to that room and had a blackout curtain.
I remember.
So there were times we'd play until daylight and we didn't realize it.
Oh God!
But you have to understand, we're up there. I had the fog machine and the lasers going to Rock Band.
I don't know how
it
your
was
parents
so
didn't kill
epic.
You.
I had like all the doors closed leading up to my room. And
oh, you got a few.
I took the batteries out of the smoke detectors.
Wow!
I know, it was terrible. it was like a nightclub up there. It was like a legit venue, and we would just rock out. No one could hear us.
That's cool.
We'd just rock out to Rock Band till like 7 a.m. with a legit fog machine and lasers.
That's super cool.
This is why I have so much invested in that in the past. I don't know if I want to. Like,
I'm pretty sure your music carries over if you're staying on the same console.
And the instruments, but at the same time, The new guitar looks really nice.
Of course it does.
The drums work so much better. The drum cymbals actually work this time. The microphone is a they upgraded it to a 16-bit 4400 kilohertz condenser mic.
That's awesome.
It's like a legit micro. It's a nice microphone now.
That's cool.
And it all comes with the big bundle with all the peripherals, but I can't afford the peripherals. That's always the big hurdle. But all my old stuff would work, so maybe.
Maybe if you're a really good boy, Santa will leave it under your tree.
Okay.
Hold out hope.
I can hope. Fingers crossed. All right. I'm done. That's it.
All right.
That one took me by surprise. So.
I'll wrap up then. I was really excited to see that new footage from Quantum Break and that release date, April 5th. So a little bit later in the year than I think everyone is expecting, but the game looks great. So it's cool that they finally have a release date for it. Didn't get a new trailer for Halo 5. So that was kind of... Yeah. Actually, I want to say two things that irritated me. Halo 5 was one of them. The positive, we'll say, is that they showed a new map called Colosseum, which they're spelling wrong, I think, for some reason. But they showed, like, a competitive, legit, like, pro Halo match on this new map for Capture the Flag. Looks cool. I'm in.
Okay.
But no new story stuff, so...
They probably already teased as much as they can without giving too much away.
I know.
We already know it's, you know, Team Locke versus Team Master Chief and...
I'm just being selfish.
I know, but they can't really give too much else away because that's the draw.
Yeah.
Got to know, okay, why is he on the run? What's going on? Who's the good guy here? Who messed up? What's going to happen? Does anyone die? We don't know. Who's on the two teams? But they can't give any of that away.
Yeah. I know. I'm just being a whiny baby.
Nah, you're just being a fan.
That's true.
It's okay. It's okay.
So the other thing that bothered me, and... Again, I can't be too mad at it, but Ori and the Blind Forest is getting a definitive edition. The game hasn't been out for a year. They're already releasing a definitive edition. They're saying it's coming out this year, and it's going to come out with like bug fixes and like a couple extra abilities and some smaller areas to explore.
Question. Is this the new... Game of the Year edition style thing that they're like, is that what it's taking over? Because Game of the Year editions used to be like that.
Yeah, but they're not calling it that.
I know, but that's because they're digital. Have they moved on from Game of the Year stuff and done their own digital version and calling it the definitive version?
I don't know, because definitive seems to me like that's been the term that they use for a lot of the remasters.
True.
So I don't know, like, where this seems like it's kind of in the middle.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if that means that...
Is this going to a console that it hasn't been on?
No. It's for Xbox One and PC.
Which has already had the game on.
Yeah, I played it and finished it, and that's why I'm kind of irritated. I'm like,
yeah, it's a weird way to...
And they haven't said whether or not I'm going to be able to, like, purchase that as, like, DLC, like, all the fixes or stuff, so... They're kind of just like, Definitive Edition, coming out later this year. I'm like...
Fixes, I'm sure you're going to get free with a patch if you already have the game. I don't know about new content.
I'd be willing to pay for it, but...
No. Not for fixes.
No, not fixes. Okay. No. I'm just saying the new, like as I said, like new areas and...
The day they pay us... the day that we have to pay them for them to fix their shit that they already sold us...
I'm sure it's not too far away.
No, don't say that. Please.
It's sad, but you never know. So, yeah, I was just kind of like...
All right,
like,
interesting.
Oh, well, can I get some of that stuff? I already paid for your game.
That's true.
But, well, on a good note, Rash from Battletoads is going to be in Killer Instinct, and he looks really
beautiful.
He looks awesome. And it's dopey as the original, where his fist gets real big, and when he punches, I'm just like, that's really cool. I like that. So those are my
hints at a Battletoad definitive edition.
I feel like they've got to. They've included Battletoads now in Shovel Knight, Killer Instinct, and it was a big part of Rare Replay. If they're not hyping up the Battletoads brand,
maybe they're testing the waters.
I think they are. They've gotta
see what the reception is, see what fans there still are, and see what the hype is for these characters and other games. Interesting. We'll keep an eye out for a Battletoads remake. I'll get new
Battletoads. Hell yeah.
They have three-player co-op, right?
I think so.
They would.
They have to. There's three of them, so that would make sense.
There we go. It's perfect for us. Let's do it.
I'm down.
Wait, Sean doesn't have an Xbox.
Soon.
Oh, well.
Soon. All right. So have any of your most anticipated games changed before we bring this to a close here? Because I got my five, and I'm pretty sure after E3 it changed. Before E3, Fatal Frame was on this list. And even though I'm really excited for it, I can't say it's my most anticipated. It's something that I'm sure will be slightly cheesy and dopey, but fun.
Well, on a technicality, not anything coming out this year, but okay, a bunch of stuff coming out next year has changed for me.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. I'm very excited for things like Overwatch and Scalebound and Battleborn.
Scalebound, as soon as I saw all that information, I was like, Miles is going to shit a brick over this. They were like, you can customize the dragon and everything, and I was like, that looks really rad.
Yeah.
Scalebound looks pretty cool.
Plus, he's got his headphones, and he's just snarky. He reminds me of the main character from Sunset Overdrive with a dragon and
a little
swords.
Bit.
Like that attitude.
Kind of.
You know what I'm saying? Not as over the top, but still yeah. That, you know, I'm about to get into a fight with a giant mantis monster with my companion dragon over here, and I'm just like, all right, let's put on my headphones and do this. Come on.
He reminded me a lot of new Dante from Devil May Cry.
Okay. Fair enough. But it could work.
Yeah.
Because he's a new character.
I want to see more of like what that world is like.
I'm telling you, it has a really big Fantasy Star Online vibe. And if it is anything like that, that's maybe the last game I'm ever going to play. Just going to keep playing that forever.
I got to say, the gameplay that I saw where like, the dude was running around doing something, and then you could, like, tell the dragon to go do something, and the dragon was just like, all right, and stomped the fuck over to this thing and just, like, destroyed the hell out of it. It was like,
now,
that's pretty neat.
Even though this is really, really early footage, we're talking pre-alpha footage that they said they were showing. But in this version, a cool feature is that your dragon is so immensely powerful, but if it kills things instead of you, you don't get like the big XP or skill point bonus that you. So you, if you get the kill,
I see.
Even though
okay.
It's harder for you to get the kill, if you get the kill, that's when you start getting your XP and your skill points and stuff.
It's a risk reward type
yes.
of thing.
Yes. Yes. So it's like your dragon is that, you know, you can have him support you, and it's like your oh shit button, and you know, get me out of this the situation. But if you rely on him too much, you're going to be pretty weak.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to see more of what Scalebound has to offer. This is holiday 2016.
Yes,
that's like
it's late next year sometime. I don't know if it was holiday or if it was fall, but it was definitely late.
Okay,
sometime in like the September to December area.
All right,
so
we'll have to keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah.
Let me run through my list here. It's pretty much the same as it was, like I said. I swapped out. So I got Halo 5, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Super Mario Maker, which...
Yes.
Oof, that, I'm getting...
Okay, I'm a little more excited for that now, but mostly because of the things that you've been telling me and showing me, because I would love to use it on the show and make some crazy shenanigans for you to try.
Yes.
And have you get really frustrated at me.
We could just hang out and have like a whole Let's Play session of just that, and it would be a blast.
I may have to do the level design ahead of time, though.
That's fine. Maybe what we'll do is like we'll have a segment where I'm not looking, and you design a level, like maybe during the show. Like you do 10 minutes of level design, and then at the end of the month...
Okay.
I finally get to see the unveiling. And I'll just sit here facing this way, and you and Sean can make comments saying, like, he's going to fucking hate this.
Well, you guys could interact and do stuff while I stream it. So
that's
the,
true,
the
yeah.
viewers would be able to watch the
good point.
In
we just
progress.
Turn the TV off.
Yeah.
All right.
I play on the gamepad or something.
So you listeners will get a secret viewing.
And they'll know the hell that is to follow.
It's my personal torment.
Now, I did watch a couple of like teasers and like Let's Play things where somebody made one and somebody else would try it like this, and I'm not going to be cheap and make things frustrating just because. I'm going to try to make it, you know, skill based and a little trial and error and
okay,
you know,
I'm ready.
All right, now you're our Mario platforming expert, so I have high hopes for you.
If this
but
was,
I won't go easy.
Yeah, no, please don't.
Oh,
I want
no,
this.
No,
to,
no.
I want this to be
no,
tough.
No, 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 no.
So yeah, Super Mario Maker's on my list, and then Yoshi's Woolly World and Fallout 4. I'm really excited because I've been loving all of my time with Fallout 3, so that definitely makes my list.
I would get Fallout 4 if we can co-op, which I think you can, right?
I don't know, actually. I would assume that there's something.
I thought you were able to do that in 3, no?
I don't know. We'll have to look into that.
I like the co-op stuff, so by all means.
Yeah, which is what I'm excited for 2016 Division.
Yes! Oh, that one's
that'll
be fun
to play together. But this year, we got to look forward to Battlefront. So I can imagine me, you, and Eamon will have a blast playing that together.
Yes, we will.
So, Miles, hit us up with your most anticipated games for 2015. Let us know if anything's changed, and then we'll move on to the next music block.
Let's see. I'm saying Assassin's Creed Syndicate, not changed. Battlefront, unchanged. I'll say Rock Band 4. That's okay. Changed because, like I said, I didn't even know if that was a thing until Gamescom, so that's definitely interesting for me. I'll go with Halo 5 Guardians because of the what was that big team mode?
Warzone.
I'm excited for Warzone.
Warzone looks
like,
really cool.
Specifically for Warzone. And I wonder if I had another one. There aren't too many this year that I was going to play.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Like, 2016 is shaping up to be a pretty kick-ass year. That's a lot of neat stuff happening.
A lot of stuff coming out next year. Early next year, too, which just misses the cutoff for me. I don't know. There's not a whole lot extra.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I'll throw out a weird one. Blood Bowl 2.
Blood Bowl 2.
Yeah, remember that really weird Blood Bowl PC game that I showed you? It's like football, but with orcs and elves.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The objective is to kill the other players as opposed to scoring touchdowns.
That sounds...
They're coming out with the second one.
That's
with
awesome.
Updated graphics and stuff.
Nice.
Supposedly. It's been in the works for a while.
Okay.
So.
Well, then we look forward to that at the end of 2015 at some point.
That could be fun.
Alrighty, well, we're going to take another music break here. This is going to be our last block of music for the night because after this, we're going to move into our Let's Play of Affordable Space Adventures on the Wii U. So, live listeners, get ready. We're going to show up on your screen there. And hopefully, I don't know, Sean talked this game up. He said it was really good.
From what I've seen, we're going to have a blast and it's going to be hysterical for people watching us struggle.
Okay.
So,
get ready to watch us get on the struggle bus. Here is Bubble Gloop Swamp from Banjo-Kazooie, the album Everything and the Kitchen Sink, which I believe you could find on Bandcamp.
Really?
I think it was one of those, like, pay whatever you want. It was the composer, Grant Kirkhope, was just like, here's all the files, all of my audio files from Banjo-Kazooie.
That's amazing.
Have fun with it. And it's a really rad album, so... I'm pretty sure it was on Bandcamp. But here's Bubble Gloop Swamp. When we come back, we're doing a Let's Play Affordable Space Adventure, so don't go anywhere. We've still got a great show coming up for you here on 8-Bits and Joysticks.
There are a lot of ways to interact with 8-Bits, but if you'd like to be a part of the show, then send us an email. You can ask us questions, respond to our on-air questions or contests, or just let us know how we're doing. Send your questions and comments to contact@8bitsandjoysticks.com, and we might read them on the air. You know, if you're good enough. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to the show, folks. That was Level 2 from Blaster Master on the NES. We had Daughters of Chaos from Dark Souls, No Cake for You from Portal, and Bubble Gloop Swamp from Banjo-Kazooie, which means that we are now on level number 2 of the show. Level 2 is normally our part of the show. We have our rotating set of features and segments. This week, we're going to be doing something special. We're going to be doing a Let's Play of Affordable Space Adventure. Sorry, I'm
you
trying
can't
to like
say this one.
Moving about the studio as everything's happening here. So let me get situated for
you,
a second.
You get situated and run our music through, and I'll give them the heads up. So Sean talked about this a few weeks ago. And this is a Wii U game called Affordable Space Adventure. I can't say either on the first try. It's terrible. But it's a co-op game where we're all going to be... It can be played two or three players. The third player is optional. But basically, we're all controlling and working with the same spaceship, trying to navigate through these alien terrains and avoiding enemies and hazards and things like that. And the role of the pilot will be played by Andrew tonight. He's going to be the one doing the actual piloting of said spacecraft through these environments. He's putting his platforming skills to use. He'll be on the main screen. I am going to be playing the role of the engineer and or science officer. I'm not sure how it adds the third person in with two-player playing. On the gamepad. And I will be adjusting all of the systems and giving it all she's got, Captain. If you will, which will absolutely affect what Andrew can do on his end. And that's the fun part, is trying to work together and coordinate. Andrew, communication is key. So
indeed.
Don't be afraid to absolutely tell me what you need, and I'll try.
Roger that, sir.
So let's do it. I think we're streaming through. We got the main screen on there, and we got the little tiny screen on the side, so you can kind of get an idea of what the gamepad's doing. Which I have control over.
Ooh, here we go.
Journey 1. Let's start a new journey.
Get the most out of your... All right, so
technical.
There's two difficulties, technical and tourist. Technical being saying, get the most out of your small craft with our all-inclusive technical exploration package. Tourist says, get up and go with ease, try our somewhat inclusive tourist.
Let's do technical.
Yeah, let's go for it.
We're not tourists, we're technicals. I am the astronaut, right? Oh, so join as a pilot. So you're the pilot.
Okay.
I'm the engineer, and then we can add somebody as a navigator. So you control heads down display, control scanner and flashlight. All right, I think we're good.
All right.
How does start?
All right, so gamma correction.
Just barely see the middle dot. What middle dot?
Go to the right, then.
Oh, I'm looking at yours. I'm looking at mine.
That looks good. I can barely see that.
Barely visible? You know what? How's that?
That looks good.
Okay. All right, ready to launch our spacecraft?
All right. Do you have your volume turned up over there?
I do, and hopefully it'll pick up on my mic, because otherwise I can't hear it.
I like saying it says, remember to communicate with each other.
I like how I am looking at my screen and it's different than your screen.
The game will at one point post display posts from Miiverse.
That's
oh boy.
Hysterical. All right, ready?
Yeah.
What's the name of our craft, by the way?
We get to name it?
Why wouldn't we name our vessel?
I don't know. Does it give us an option to, or is this just...
No, this is just for us.
Oh.
So I'm saying, you don't step aboard a vessel unless you name her, and it's always a her. That's the rules.
Hmm. That is a good question.
How about...
I like this music, though. This is really cool.
The HMS Cobalt Johnson.
I like it.
All right. Let's do it. Do you want to enable online feature? Let's not. It's going to ruin my immersion.
Okay. We'll do that when Sean's here, because I know he'll love that.
Yes. Okay. This is exciting.
Here we go. This is art style.
You can be a professional space explorer.
I can?
Let You Explore provides you with a cheap but functional spaceship.
It's adorable.
Equipped with everything you could possibly need on an alien world. We call it Small Craft.
Not a very good name.
An alien world? We've already found one for you. We've named it Spectaculon. It's located 23 light years away. It's safe. Beautiful.
That's pretty.
Alluring.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
The dolphins. Alien dolphins.
With 99% of its surface area uncharted, if you map
that's
an
a
area
lot.
First, you can claim it as yours. That sounds amazing. How do I get there? We take care of that too. Your small craft will be loaded into a container.
It's like Wally.
Loaded into the U-Explore.
Yeah, I'm actually getting a similar vibe. Which, I'm also getting the vibe that maybe these people aren't being completely, level with us.
Exploration begins.
I'm thinking that maybe it's going to be a little more dangerous than they told us.
Oh, is it starting?
No. Cutscene.
Okay. I gotta say, that guy sounds like a mix between the Dyson vacuum dude and Johnny Ive from Apple.
Yes.
The Apple Watch.
Turns to pick you up.
The most revolutionary device.
But isn't space dangerous, I hear you ask? With zero recorded accidents since 1995.
Okay, look. Death by poisoning, injuries by choking.
Space travel kits.
Make sure you look at that fine print, guys.
Rent your small craft today and get an extra 10% discount.
Numbers might change next week. Applies to the first 100 people who call. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
That fine print, man. You got to watch out. Sign your life away.
Oh, I thought this was a fucking menu screen. It just says loading. I'm an idiot.
This music is... It sounds like a... sounds like a pop song.
I can feel it coming in the air at night.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Lord.
Teach us how to drive. Come on.
Well,
what the hell?
I remember.
I have stuff going on in mine.
I just got like this black...
I know, I'm getting like fuzz. Warning, Unexplore OS has been shut down incorrectly. To avoid file corruption, shut down the operating system before turning the ship reactor off. Self-test. Self-test. Warning, 13 critical errors found. Uh-oh. Oh, now starting U-Explore OS. Small craft edition. Everything's booting up. Oh, that's cool, I see...
Hit F12 to boot from disk.
It's doing a repair right now. Repairing...
Oh, God.
Okay. Scanner for the engineer. Small craft scanner system is equipped with a flashlight to illuminate the world around you. Tap the system to enable and display it. Aim with right stick. I am going to get rid of my stylus because I'm going to need my finger thumbs. Okay. Scanner.
Oh. Ah. We got a flashlight.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, I'm now giving you light from my end.
Okay.
All right. So. It's repairing something else. All right, fuel engine ignition. The small craft fuel engine is the basic engine the vessel is equipped with. Tap fuel engine to start and stop the engine. Steer with left stick.
Okay.
I think that's for you.
Yeah. What did it say, tap?
Well, I have to turn it on and off.
Oh.
Wow, that took a little while.
I have a lot of confidence in this fucking Dyson machine. Our ball is so revolutionary.
What are we attached to?
Some kind of...
Did our container blow
cord.
Up?
I think so.
All right, I think you can steer, by the way. Can you move now?
I can, but we're still... Oh! Oh, God. What's...
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
all right,
so,
we're free.
Okay. So this is why it's teamwork. I have your light, and I have your engine on and off, but you actually steer.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to try to keep it where we need to go.
Uh-oh, there's a storm.
I'd stay away from that stuff.
Alright. So it looks like there's a...
Oh,
oh
God!
Oh, no!
We're just hit with lightning.
Okay.
Oh, wow, my systems are all fried. Small craft hit by lightning. From an electromagnetic storm, all systems turned off.
I was going to say that there's a whole bunch of, like, wreckage.
Hold on, I'm turning everything back on now. This is cool. I have to turn it back on. What's all that? Right.
Oh, wait, I don't want to go too high. It could be off in the distance. Yeah. That's like another...
Okay, so let's stay out of the electrical storm above.
Another poor soul. Who unfortunately took the bait on this chintzy vacation.
So if we get hit by lightning, it doesn't quite damage us, but our system's shut off, so that could be very dangerous.
Especially if we're floating over, like, lava
other
or something.
Other stuff.
Alright, we have to go up here, you think? This whole thing is a wall, right?
I can't, we can go down. Go down.
I see, okay. Alright. Okay, we're going left.
How does it feel to have someone else control your flashlight, by the way?
It's really weird.
I know.
Alright, so we're in these, like, caves now.
This is crazy. Everything's all stormy, and it looks... Oh, it looks like the exit. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
So I'll tell
you what.
That's
the first area.
Oh, that's Splory. Oh, he's adorable. Splory. He just loves flying. He's like Clippy. It's like a...
Clippy?
Yeah. Table of content getting to know your small craft. Instrument panel. Heads down display. I like how it's a heads down display, not a heads up display.
I see you're writing a resume. All right, here we go. Back in the world.
I see you're bad-mouthing your boss in this email. Try these swear words.
This art style kind of reminds me a little bit of The Swapper.
I don't know what that is.
A very, very cool indie game that I played on Wii U. But it looks like... Everything looks like real textures. It doesn't look like it's rendered.
Oh, yeah.
It almost looks
The light looks really well done, too. It looks like a real flashlight.
This reminds me a lot of The Swapper, which is always a good thing, because I love that game.
All right, so we're... Oh, God!
Jesus!
Careful,
rocks are falling!
There are rocks.
Okay, do we take any damage on that one?
No.
We're rocks!
We just gotta avoid the falling rocks.
The lag tight looks like a wiener.
Penis? You could say penis.
Wiener's funnier. Oh, there's some rocks ahead. Can I... Oh, I can
push
them.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Uh-oh, you started a small avalanche there.
Hopefully
there's no other small craft.
Remember the avalanche episode of Rocco? Ooh. Oh, what the hell was that?
Did our engine backfire? I think our engine just backfired.
Uh-oh.
It is a really shitty, you know, fossil fuel engine, so... This is the future, and our spaceship is running on, like, gasoline or something.
Ugh. So dirty. Alright, we made it through that little area. We have a glove box! And an ashtray.
Wow.
Never fly with the ashtray open. Maneuvers of the small craft could cause ash to fall out of the concealing container.
That's a good point.
Smoking would be outlawed by this point?
Oh, we're back outside.
Oh,
and
shit.
It is storming. Oh, my God. All Stay low.
I can actually feel, like, a pull.
Do you?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, it's not... It's giving me a little resistance.
Nope. Okay.
Some junk.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. Like, the wind is a factor.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know later on, I can get some sort of mass generator to increase our mass.
Can I push this thing? Yeah, I can.
Yes, you can. Look at that.
Sort of. All right, we'll nudge it down with this box. Let's see where this box goes.
Apparently, later on, we can get a mass generator, so I can increase your mass. It'll make it harder to... Hold on. Fuel thruster system repaired 100%. The fuel thrust system lets you configure the speed and force of the small craft. Sorry, I have to talk over this rain and wind. Tap thrust to change its system power. All right, so I'm at 2. Do you want to... I can give you 3. Try it.
What do I tap?
No, I'm adjusting it, but it affects your flying. Now
I'm
going to give you full power.
Oh, yeah, that's faster. All right. Whoa. Okay.
Okay,
let's
hold on.
Not
we got heat
that.
Stress.
We're
heat
on
stress.
Fire.
Okay. Oh, apparently... Okay, so at it's out of 5. At 3, it's fine. But 4 or 5 is a lot of more power, but it starts to heat damage us. Ah, okay, so
we're
you can't push.
To...
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Powering up.
There we go, okay.
Powering down.
All right, we're cooling down. I see how
that
see
was interesting.
Yeah. So we have to increase the power, we need to push things. All right, this is the next area, okay. I like how they're kind of like giving us little tasks to do in like piecemeal.
Yes.
Oh, front seat, back pocket, if equipped.
Oh, assist grips. That's good. If Andrew's driving, I might need to hold on to one of those.
There we go, down to the depths. Oh, see, we're smoking a little bit.
I think it's just our engine.
Okay.
I think that's normal. You know, fossil fuels and all that. That's our exhaust.
Burning disgusting coal. Like a bunch of savages. Didn't Fern Gully teach us nothing? Uh-oh, our flashlight.
If I let go of the flashlight, it just... I'm not actively controlling it anymore.
This
I'm
little
letting
ship
it
is very
swing.
Cute.
It just swings by itself. That's cool.
There's real life physics.
Apparently.
Okay, we're coming up to the area. We got a message.
Mass generator system repaired. Science is magic. The mass generator lets you increase the ship's mass. Tap mass generator to configure its system power. All right.
I'm not touching anything. This little craft is just freaking the hell out.
Interesting. All right, so I have our mass set to zero. You're underwater. Your fuel thrust is disabled, by the way. So I'm going to increase our mass to 3.
What does that mean?
I think that allow us to sink into water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you want to try it?
Yeah, why not? Yep.
All right, now I'm going to decrease it to 1.
Oh, we float.
I'm going to turn off the mass generator. So I'm going to give you a little bit of mass. Does that help your maneuvering at all?
Not immediately. Oh, but like here we come. We're coming to water. So
okay, so I'm going to
increase the mass. Just sinking down.
Sinking.
I gotta say, I really dig the art style here.
This is cool.
I know everyone listening can't see it, but
now,
it's really pretty.
I can overdo the mass too, so I can go like this.
Oh
and
god!
We just fucking dive.
Whoa! Cool sounds, dude. Decrease mass.
I am. Can you move?
No.
Oh, maybe we have to go all the way down.
Okay, everything looks like it's gonna hurt us though.
I don't think so. It's just glowing. All right. So now I'm gonna undo the mass.
Here we go. We're rising now.
Gonna give us a little mass to slow us. I don't think there's any obstacles in this area, so you know what?
Everything was like that bright yellow, and I thought like maybe that's hot.
Boom.
Like it's a.
Up we go.
A vent.
Shooting up. All right, so it looks like you can't control us with thrusters underwater. At least not with this engine.
Yeah, maybe we upgrade.
Maybe.
For all you Idiocracy fans out there. I'm really waiting for them to say something about keeping your...
Look at the instrument panel. It has Wii U components.
Here we go. We got a pro controller and a game pad and a Wii remote.
The glove box is under the Wii remote. I get it. I don't get it.
I'm waiting for one of these manuals to say something about your... putting your seat back in the right position, because I could quote that Weird Al song. I had my tray table up, seat back in the full upright position. Are we like fossils or like debris here or
Looks
something?
Like debris.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that this isn't so safe.
Oh god!
Oh, back out.
There's a robot of some sort, and it's angry. Oh,
okay, nice and slow. A little closer. Maybe go up above it. Okay.
Let's try and get around this fucker.
All right, zip, go. Maybe it tried to activate, and then it died.
What is this? There's a button.
Punch it with your face.
Open the door. Here we go. All right,
so things are not quite as deactivated around here as we thought. Oh, what's that?
A little alcove here. What is this?
Nope.
That kind of looks like a portal...
Yeah, right. I'm getting that Aperture Science vibe where this is like long abandoned, lots of debris.
People
used to be here, you know, machines reactivating. Oh,
message for the pilot.
All right, scanner flare. The small craft scanner system is equipped with flares. Flares can be used for marking and signaling. Hold ZR to load flare and then release to shoot.
Whoa.
Oh, I can
aim it.
For you?
Yeah.
Try it.
All right, hold on. Let's see. I want to see if there's a good spot for it.
Just fire it.
Hold on. Because they've been doing this, where it's like, they tell us something, and then a couple feet later... All right, let's do it down here. Let's launch a flare. There we go. 1, 2, 3.
Woo! Oh!
Where'd it go?
Okay, no, use it to hit the button.
Oh! Missed. Okay.
This is going to be fun. You're piloting...
So let me get
I'm
like
aiming,
right up
and
in
you're
here.
Firing.
There we go. Hit
Beautiful.
The button.
Okay, so that opened
there.
Something.
There we
oh,
go.
Oh, this door.
This door.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Okay, I see.
Oh, this is interesting. This is getting fun.
Yeah, I'm liking this.
It's adding one component at a time, and I like it.
More notices about the ashtray. in the glove box. The glove box is not only for gloves. I got gloves for my glove action figure. This is also the perfect place. That's for SpongeBob.
That's hysterical.
That's actually my favorite quote from SpongeBob, I think.
Oh, hold on. Tilt controller. You can tilt the gamepad up to 90 degrees in order to control the pitch. Oh, I got a tilt? Really?
Lame.
So look, I can oh, tilt God. You. Yeah, isn't that awful? Luckily, it's only used for things like getting up this. See it?
I see. Okay, yeah.
Like, I can angle you this way.
Diagonal.
And then, hold on.
All right. It's like a Z shape or something. All right, there we okay. go. Cool.
All right, screw that. No more of that. Oh, let's not go up that way.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, all right, yeah. That's too much cloud.
Let's follow the
fog.
Contours. I like how the light's now green.
Yeah.
Like smog.
You know what also this kind of reminds me of? Remember that Tim Burton movie, Nine?
Oh, I love that movie.
I did too.
SOS. Ooh, let's...
Shit.
Can you... Get in that.
Get in my bed.
You have docked with UXplore Concern Communications Pod. Here, you can contact the UXplore headquarters to express any concerns or to request evacuation.
I have a few concerns.
Status
shit.
This unit is
that shipping container is going to crush us.
Broken. Broken.
Nice.
Okay, look. This, I'm going to show you, Andrew. Look, it looks like they're running Windows XP.
Maybe even 95. Like.
Maybe even 95. Status broken. Thanks. Next.
Don't panic. The
please find another unit.
Launches over 49 concern pods on mission start. Another one should be nearby.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to hit close on my console.
There we go. All right.
I like how
back
I have to
business.
Start us back up. That's so cool.
Okay, let's see. Can we go up here?
Nope. Maybe down.
Yeah, go in this thing, maybe? No?
Can you shoot it? Oh, no, wait. Oh, behind it. Behind
it.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah,
hold
yeah,
on. There you go. I can tilt you.
Oh, yeah. This little crevice, this nook and cranny.
Okay, this is a lot of fun.
I'm digging this.
I'm really enjoying this game. I want to play a lot more of this. I want to see what the navigator does. Like, if we have Sean and he's a navigator, what that would mean.
I got gloves for my glove action figure. We should get a Kickstarter going to fund a real-life glove world.
Glove world?
There's an episode where they go, it's the, you are now in leaving Bikini Bottom.
Yeah,
it's,
yes.
Before
yes.
they cover that amusement park, glove world, it's all about gloves.
Button.
All right, let's see.
Oh, that doesn't look... That's a laser. I would avoid the lasers.
Let's go touch it! All right, let's see. Let's... Can we...
It's one of four.
Oh,
all right, I
see. I
think
okay.
I go back up this way. I saw more lasers.
Oh, there's another laser over here. So there's a door. There's with four lights on it. We've triggered one. Let's launch a... maybe we could bounce it.
Ooh,
yeah,
good
there
idea.
We go. Okay.
Right.
I bet this is going to involve pitching it. There
beautiful.
We go. There's the
good
second.
Shot. I'm congratulating myself, too.
All right, there's two, so we need two more.
Can we bounce something over here?
Let's try.
I don't see a thing to bounce it off of, though.
No.
Maybe we can go all up and around. Maybe there's something else we can maybe shut it off somehow. Ah, there's a button.
Here's the third one.
Boop. I like how we just boop the button sometimes.
Yeah. Ah, here we go. Here's a container with the blue stuff that allows for bouncing. You can nudge this. Oop. All right, let's see.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, we got to go back around the other side. I bet you we can bounce it from the other way.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right.
Perfect.
Let's do that. Okay.
Perfect angle for it.
So for everyone listening, there's this blue surface is what allows us to bounce flares. There was a shipping container that had this blue surface, and we nudged it right into position, and we're going to try and bounce it off and hit this button.
Beautiful shot.
Buttons!
First try.
There we
go. Ricochet. So now we've been introduced to lasers. Deadly lasers.
Horn?
Horn?
Horn!
Wait, who... I can...
Press the horn button to sound the horn.
What's my horn
the
button?
Horn will sound with any engine turned on.
Okay, we're trying that as soon as we get back in.
A is the horn.
I think mine's minus.
Ooh!
Try yours.
Yes!
It's the same thing?
Yes!
That's glorious.
So cool. 10 out of 10, wood horn again.
We got a message for the pilot.
Message for the pilot.
Oh, scanner sensor, 100% repair. Small craft scanner system is equipped with a sensor.
There's a thing floating over there.
To detect the sensor range of unknown artifacts. Andrew, hold ZL to activate the sensor. Aim at an artifact to scan it.
All right, so let's go down because there's that thing.
Oh, okay, it has a range on it. Okay, let's avoid that, maybe?
Oh, I see.
Because I don't...
That's its trigger warning
apparently.
Range.
Apparently. A lot of debris down here.
Yeah.
I don't want to trigger it. There's something else
up there. Okay, I see. So
it's
we're not allowed
bigger.
To...
Up this way, maybe?
Go in these Doppler radar things.
Oh, oh, watch out.
Oh, man.
We get around it.
Get around these fools. I'm liking this mechanic, though.
Oh, there's another one down there, too.
Shit. What the fuck are we supposed to get past this?
Okay,
okay,
so
that one's a little smaller.
Like this one.
Yeah. All right, these guys are a little smaller. That's okay.
Okay, nice and easy.
There's one up there, which makes me think that...
Probably
maybe
have to go around.
There's something up there, though.
Careful. Check out its range. I think that's just blocking it.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. Okay.
So we can go around. Oh, whoa, watch out. Whoa.
There he is.
Ooh,
I see
that was
you, you shifty bastard.
Is that music?
This is gonna be a little tight. Oh, come on.
You gotta hold it on
there.
It's dial up, apparently.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Oh, it's a big one.
That's a big one. How about this one? Probably the same thing.
Oh, no.
Tight fit.
This is gonna be another tight one.
Now, do you want me to up. Now, your mass. No, actually, I think it's a stabilizer.
No, this is fine.
Okay. How is control?
It's a little jerky. It's not like. It still feels like there's a wind element, even though we're in a cave.
All right, you know what?
Like,
if
I leave the controller alone, he kind of, like, jerks around a little bit.
I'm going to give you a little mass when we get back. Just a little bit. Just, like, one. Just to see if
increase my mass, baby?
I'm going to increase your mass.
Oh, please do. Let's see how... All right, increase and see. All right, move around a little less, I guess. Oh, well, look at that.
Oh, we're going to need to anyway.
Yeah, because we're going underwater.
All right. Let's start... I got some here. Output meters. The meters let you monitor your sound, heat, and electricity output. All right, so right now we're giving out, like, half sound, a little bit of heat because we're in the water, and, like, no electricity. So I'm going to update this slightly. Here we go. We're going down. So I'd say keep an eye out for
down,
things.
Down, down, baby. No street in a Range Rover.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Right? Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa, what?
Now, we can't adjust anything. It's just a matter of...
Man, remember Nelly?
Yes. I think we all do.
And that was pre-hot in here.
Hot in here.
Yeah, move over now. Oh! Oh, there's a thing!
Oh, ready?
Boom!
Oh, first try! Okay, so we're under the water. We go all the way to the bottom. And...
As we're ascending.
On the way ascending, there's a button in this little tiny crevice...
I'm good at hitting those.
And we did it. Uh-oh, hold on.
Sexy,
stabilizer.
Sexy joke.
The small craft fuel engine is equipped with a stabilizer system that lets you fly smoothly and precisely.
Thank you.
Let's put your stabilizer up to, let's try 3.
Look at that. Instantly moves around a little less. Miles, do
you take off your mass?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Look, what's up here?
I don't know. Let's try it. How's your stabilization?
Looks okay.
All right, so...
Nothing?
Oh, when we bump into stuff, we also give off sound, by the way.
Oh.
So we're giving off some... So I'm going to test some stuff out real quick.
Okay.
If that's okay.
That's
stabilizer
fine.
Down to 1 lowers our electricity. So the stabilizer's using electricity. Now try to fly around with 1.
It's what we've been doing.
It's not
it's,
off. It's on.
It's okay.
Now I'm going to overdrive it to the max. Oh, we're getting reactor stress. It's building up.
Shit.
How is your control?
Perfect. It's awesome.
Okay.
It's really precise.
So our heat and electricity, our electricity shot through the roof, and the heat was slowly going up as the reactor stress was kicking in. So I'm going to keep us at 3 stabilizer, and it does give us a decent amount of heat and electricity. And apparently when we bump into stuff, you get some sound. Uh-oh. Oh, you gotta get through the lasers, Andrew.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna give you some stabilization. Let me know how your driving is.
All right.
If you want me to overstabilize you a little at a time.
Oh, no!
Well,
okay.
That was Andrew hitting a laser.
I blew up.
And we exploded. We're at the beginning of that room again. Oh, I have to start us back up.
This is kind of like if you've ever been like Funtime America or Six Flags, the Laser Maze.
Do you want me to reduce your thrust a little bit?
Ooh, possibly, yes.
All right, try that.
All right, yeah, it's
a little more. How about
subtle
down a little
movements?
More. How about that?
Oop, what are you doing? I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you lost a little I went down to one on thrust. Would you start going down?
Why don't you increase that a little bit?
Thrust?
Yeah.
Okay, we're back to three on thrust.
Okay.
We're on three on stabilizer.
There's all these lasers crisscrossing across this little room. All
right, I'll tell you what. In this one, I'm gonna bump you to five stabilization. Go.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay.
All right, back to three.
All right, there we go. That's a little better.
Okay, we'll do it a step at a time, I think, in situations like that. So we can... Nope, not this way. Damn.
I'm always interested, like, oh, maybe there's a collectible or something. But so far, we haven't had any.
Not in this, I don't think.
Okay. Here we go. Tight little graphics. Oh, there's a thing.
Yeah!
Oh, it deactivated a laser.
And I was tilting you to keep you...
Deactivated
awesome.
Lasers.
I'm liking this a lot. Oh, careful.
Now it's time to blow this fucker down. Tenacious D, anyone?
Just
I haven't watched that movie
now.
In forever. Come on, okay. Cage, now it's time to blow doors down.
Okay, so we got through the little laser maze here. And you didn't even contract laser lung.
I didn't. Well, I already
you're
had it going
it.
In.
Okay.
Oh,
whoa,
cutscene.
Spectaculon is host to the 150-year-old crash site of a gigantic star cruiser. Whoa. Guess what? It's not made by humans.
Ooh.
Shit.
On your adventure, you may encounter debris and even working artifacts.
Debris?
Don't be so pretentious.
This cruiser. Though they are completely safe, the Board of Space Tourism prohibits all interactions with these artifacts. Because of this,
space cross.
A penalty fee will be issued for every artifact you disturb. If you do, however, encounter an artifact, don't panic. Point your scanner at it.
Huh.
If it has a sensor, its detection range will be shown as a circle.
This is what I see, by the way.
On your headstand display. The orange bar indicates that the scanned artifact senses heat. Produce less heat than this, and it won't detect you.
Interesting.
Tapping the heat meter will show you which systems produce heat.
I know what produces heat.
It's your fuel thruster. Simply lower its system power.
Miles,
yes?
The thruster
make
produces
sure the
heat.
Doesn't produce
yes, it
too
does.
Much heat when you accelerate, and you're good to go.
Thanks, you explore guy. All right, Andrew, so you know what this means, right? I get
we
to...
have to make sure we don't hit any debris.
I was going to say, I get to gimp you.
Ooh.
In terms of your piloting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a Pulp Fiction gimp.
No. As in, I'm going to be reducing your thrusters and your power a lot.
Okay.
That's what it seems to be hinting at. Good luck. I'm liking this music.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. This music is pretty darn
cool. Hey, Andrew.
Cool. Yep.
God, this is so much fun.
Righty,
now, Sean said he played this with Pat.
I don't remember who he said he played this with.
I think he only played with two people also. I can't wait till we can try a third, because I really want to know what the hell the Navigator does.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus!
Okay, we've got to scan that,
there's
because that was
over
terrifying.
Here.
All right. Oh, okay, so that looks like it's detecting heat and mostly electricity, so I'm going to have to reduce your stabilizer and maybe a little bit of thrust to get around it, okay?
Okay.
So I'm turning off the stabilizer.
There's this big thing. It looks like a... I don't know.
I can't even get away with a little stabilizer.
Machine. And we got close to it. It
popped,
got angry.
It popped... Oh, hold on.
And it started targeting
us. Hold on.
It looked like it was going to shoot.
All right,
it moved,
now,
too.
Now, do me a favor.
Oh, look, the thing is going down.
Okay, do you see that? The closer that inner circle gets to the outer circle means how close it is to detecting us again. But as long as it's blue, like it is, like here, let me raise the heat up again and move around a little. Don't go in. Okay, see how... Move around a little bit. Backwards. All right, see how it just... Now it's
orange.
Targeting you?
Uh-huh.
That means we're being detected. So I'm going to reduce your thrusters down... But remember, the faster you, like, accelerate or power, the more heat you're going to produce because it's an engine. So if you navigate through here slowly like this, we should be good.
God, the controls are so dumb right now. Because the stabilizer is so shitty.
I'm actually bringing your thrust down even more, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Can you get through?
Kinda. It's fighting me, like, every step of the way.
Is it really?
Yeah. Don't touch it! Don't touch it! There we go. Come on. Come on. You can do it, little bastard.
I'll give you a little boost at the end. All right, I'm bringing you back. Everything else online.
All right. Tilt me up. Oh, no, I don't need you to do that.
All right. Oh, we got lasers.
Got lasers. Okay. Oh, there's a little button.
All right, let's go around and hit that button. Boop. I did something.
Oh, wait, there's little shitbots. All right, detecting.
Those apparently are heat-seeking. So when we get through that, I think we have to go back this way. When we get through those mines, those heat-seeking... Oh, yeah, it opened up here. Turn off the laser. Go.
Oh, I see. All right.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to give you... We're going to have to reduce your thrust a lot.
Fuck.
So hold on.
But I need stabilization.
I know.
Ah, don't touch the laser!
Let's hang out above the laser, because you're going to have to play with this for a little bit.
God, death take
me, please.
All right,
I'm going to give you... go. I have lots of stabilization, but no thrust power. And
okay. Slow and steady wins the race.
We have to do this before our reactor stress.
There we go.
All
right, we're clear.
All right, returning all
tilt me, daddy.
Power to you. Are you good?
Yep, we're good. What is that noise?
I don't see anything. Uh-oh, hold on. Message for the pilot. Electric engine ignition. We got a system repaired on our electric engine. Small craft electric engine is a convenient and fun engine preferred by many space travelers. It comes with a range of subsystems to cater to all your exploration needs. Tap electric engine to start and stop the engine. Steer as you normally would with left stick.
All right, wait.
So I'm going to. We basically got a separate engine now. I'm going to start our electric engine. Ready?
Okay. Whoa.
Okay, so
it stopped
our fuel engine.
It's like I'm in a zero gravity room.
You actually have an anti gravity thing.
Floating all over the
place.
Okay,
wait. Can you, like, stop as is? Or?
No, every time I stop, it's just, like, carrying my momentum
in whatever direction.
What
about now?
I'm just sinking like a rock.
Okay, so that is the anti gravity.
Oh, God.
So, wait, hold on. Just kind of try to stay still for a second. Because I know you see you're all over the place. I'm going to turn it all the way up.
Turn what up? The anti gravity?
Yeah. What is it doing?
It's just if I hit it to the left, it just zooms me to the left, even if I let go.
What about now?
Same thing, a little better?
I'm not sure the anti-gravity... Oh, maybe that's, like, opposite. It's, like, buoyancy. Instead of the other one's mass generator, so that makes us go down. So anti-gravity would make us go up easier. So then the other one is thrust. So hold on, let's adjust thrust. Ready? You're all the way up on thrust.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, it's really hard to control that.
Okay.
It makes it really sensitive.
And that stresses out our reactor a lot, too. All right, so you want to play around with the electric engine for a little bit, but we try out, because it gives off no heat. So stuff that...
tilt me down.
I'm tilting
you.
Go. So stuff that likes heat, we can avoid with...
Hold
on.
Piece of shit again.
Let's see. What's he doing? Scan him. Watch out. Oh,
no!
God. That was close. All right, looks like... Oh, wait. Oh, okay. He also can detect us a little bit with electricity when it's really high, but any heat he'll detect. So I'm going to have to lower your thrust and anti-gravity down.
Okay.
Now, it's really sensitive, so try accelerating around. See how it, like, almost detects us?
Yeah.
So that's, like, the verge of what you have to work with here, okay?
Let's see.
Now...
Let's go in.
Nice and easy.
Don't touch it. No sudden movements.
Okay.
Yeah, we got through. Suck
All
it.
All right, I'm bringing your systems back online.
What is that
crap.
Thing? Oh, God.
All right, wait, scan the other one. Scan the other one. Those detect all electricity, basically, and a little bit of heat. So I'm actually going to switch engines. So get to a safe spot. Okay.
We sank like a rock and then bounced.
For those who... I'm going to try something real quick. Just start moving again. Up a little bit.
Okay. Oh, they got angry.
Okay. I'm going to switch back to the fuel. Okay. So for those of you who can't see, here's what happens. If I'm using an engine and I switch to the other engine, it immediately cuts the other engine. the electric engine immediately starts up. Like, does not take any startup time. It's on. But if I switch to the fuel engine while we're using the electric shuts off. We fall like a rock, tumble, while you hear that until it starts. So we can switch one way really quickly, but not the other. All right, so let me...
Something to keep in mind.
Now, we're still using a lot of electricity because of the stabilizer, so I'm going to turn off the stabilizer to bring us down into okay levels. You should
that,
be good.
That dropped them through.
You should be good to just go through. Just watch your acceleration. You're still good. If you want to scan that last one.
I'm going to get closer to him.
I love the dial-up. Same thing.
I may have touched that guy, but he didn't seem to give a shit.
He doesn't care as long as your heat signatures aren't...
Okay, there we go. Got past
him. Offensive to him.
We haven't triggered them yet. Decelerator.
What is this heat? What is this heat triggered?
Better get on my blog.
those particular artifacts seem to be, nature conservationists because they hate us using the fossil fuels.
I see. Okay.
I guess.
That makes
I don't
sense.
Know.
This
I,
is
I don't
Fern
know.
Gully
I,
the
I
game.
Know.
Like that movie.
Okay, let's give you some stabilization. Where are we? Give you some lights. What's up here? Nothing. Oh, yeah, no, we can keep going.
Okay.
This is interesting.
Oh,
hold on.
Got a
log
message.
And help available. The log is a record of what has happened to your ship during your adventure. Tap the systems in help mode to read useful tips about how they work. So I have a captain's log, star date today. So it looks like we have to navigate through here because it looks like kind of a mazy area. I don't see one particular place to go. So, feel free to do whatever.
Whoop, there's a thing. Let's scan him.
He doesn't like heat. He doesn't like heat.
Oh.
What's up here?
He looks
Can we go
creepy.
Around him?
Nope, this is
nope.
dead end.
All right, do you want to try to get past him or try to...
There's another one.
We can't scan that.
Oh, shit.
All right, so I'm going to switch to electric, okay?
Yeah.
All right, let our heat go down. All right, so our heat signature is at nothing, basically.
Alright, he seems like he's okay with
he
us
doesn't,
now.
I don't think hitting them does anything. Watch the other thing above us. We might want to scan around.
Same thing.
Same
he doesn't
thing.
Really give a shit. Oh, what is this?
Okay. More, same thing.
More foliage up here. God, this audio is so cool.
Yeah, I'm really digging this.
I feel like this is what the dumb, like, audio rocks.
That is attracted to sound.
Oh,
so if we
shit.
Stay with the electric
what
engine...
What is that thing? Behind us.
Oh, that?
Okay.
Same thing, but that's electricity. I'm sorry, that's heat. So we're running on the electric engine. Oh, we only scan one thing at a time.
Yeah.
One enemy type. Okay, so we're good. We know it's behind us. So this guy likes sound. So how do we reduce our sound? Let me reduce our...
I think this is what the rocks or the crystals in the Fatal Frame
game
is supposed to
be. Guess what I can do.
What's that? Oh, no! Don't do that!
He doesn't like
He's
that.
Pissed off.
Okay, so if you go very carefully through it, I think our sound is okay, because we have the electric engine.
Okay.
But you got to go slow. And don't hit the walls. Watch.
What happens
Tap
if you turn on my stabilizer?
You're on the electric engine, so you don't have a stabilizer. You only have anti-gravity.
No.
Or thrust it. Watch, tap a wall.
Oh, yeah, I see.
That sets him off. So
yeah.
don't touch anything.
He's the old lady living below my apartment.
Yeah.
Hitting us with a broom.
Slow, deliberate movements.
Fucking kids!
Oh, God.
Goddamn youth.
Nice and easy.
There
oh,
we go.
Okay,
there
we made
go.
It through.
All right.
All right, let me give you your thrust and anti-gravity back. I don't know if that affects sound. It probably doesn't. I probably just made it harder for you for no reason.
That's fine. I did it because I'm cool.
All right. This area is really cool. I like the, I don't like the music, though. Oh, wait. What's
this,
that?
There's a vent over here of some sort.
Can you go down?
I'm trying. Oh, increased mass.
Oh, I'm going to turn off your anti-gravity.
There we go, yeah.
How about some thrust?
Give me mass.
Oh, all right, I have to change engine.
Woo! That was cool.
Shot us up the vent. I have to switch engines, get to a safe spot.
Is this safe?
Works for me.
Okay.
All right. All right, so head back to the vent.
Oh, wait, what's up here?
Nothing. Nada. Tiny crevices. Like, our nature, I know you and me, we love the collectibles, so we're looking at every nook and cranny. All right, I'm giving
so
you...
So far, nothing's in here, though.
Partial
we're
mass.
We're heating up.
No, we're not. We're good. We're good. Okay. Mass off.
Okay. We got through that. The environment's really cool.
I am enjoying this immensely. The sound effects are good, too. Probably makes it good to listen to. I know they can't see what's going on, but I hope it translates well to listening.
It's very atmospheric.
Plus our reactions. All right. Fatal events. Oh, I want to check our log real quick when we come back from the loading screen.
Terrain seems a bit unstable.
All right, let's see. Let's check our captain's log. All right, hold up. Log. Oh, wait. Let's check. Small craft was hit by lightning. Small craft was hit by a laser. That's the only two entries. I'm proud of us.
That's good.
This is cool. Tilt control became available. Scanner was repaired.
I'm using tilt controls.
All right. Let us continue on at your leisure, Captain.
Ugh. Okay.
Are you the captain?
I don't know.
You're the pilot. You can be a captain. Oh, Captain, all my right. Captain.
So this room is real blue. There's a red light over here. There's a dude.
There.
I see him.
How far is our scan range? Well, it's got some range on that.
Yeah.
Oh, heat and electricity. Motherfucker. We're going to have to switch to the electric engine.
Oh, God.
That was a cool sound.
That was a cool sound.
He's
still not happy, though.
No, we're running a lot. Oh, crap. My anti-gravity's way, way up. Let me lower that to, like, nothing. And reduce our thrusters to almost nothing.
Oh.
And we're still almost there. Wow.
I'm sliding like a sled. He's still mad whenever I move.
I have an idea.
Look at that.
I have an idea, Andrew.
Yeah. Oh, what happens if we shoot him? Fuck you. He didn't give a shit.
That was from a movie. Where do they do something like... Oh, Iron Man. Iron Man 2. Where he shoots the bunker buster, or the ex-wife missile, and it just—that's exactly the reaction it has. It's supposed to be this ridiculous, epic missile, and do that again. That happens, like in the movie. It's hysterical. All right, so you may not like this, but we're going to use gravity to our advantage. Here's what I propose: I'm going to give you some anti-gravity and some thrust.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is start over here and angle that way. And give us some momentum, and I'm going to cut our engine.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So give me a 3, 2, 1, and then go. All
right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Oh, you see
those
plants?
What was that?
All right. So this guy shot us. We fell down. And these, like,
plants
Venus fly
us. So
trap
we have to
pentacles.
Start the engine back up when we get through. Oh, crap. No, you're good. He's down that way.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to do that same thing again.
Let's start from back here. All right. 3, 2, 1. I'm going. Oh.
Here we go.
Yeah!
That was crazy.
That was good.
All right. Can we scan the plants? I don't think we can. Fuck you, plants. Eat a flare.
I was hoping to burn them.
No, I think that's just a hazard.
What about to the right?
Okay. I think we can just go through that. Oh, there's mines and stuff on the other side. That
was
cool.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was a
that was
good,
really good. Good,
a good scenario.
Good tactic.
Thank you. Well, I
oh
know.
My god, look at the range on this a-hole.
Can you scan the other ones? What do they like? They don't like heat or electricity. I wonder if we can do the same thing and get and tumble down the hill.
Oh.
Wanna try it?
Yeah.
Alright. Can you get to
okay.
I cut your power.
Alright. Oh no. Oh Jesus.
Okay, that kinda worked. I like can you scan that last one up there?
Shit.
Now what do we do though? We scan one more. Go ahead, scan.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, well, we can do it, but I gotta reduce your electricity down a lot. And you're gonna move really slowly.
I can't move at all.
You can't move at all?
I can go left or right.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna turn off your thruster and turn on anti-gravity.
Let's see what happens.
And more anti-gravity. And more anti-gravity.
Rise!
Yes! Oh, crap! I think we overshot.
Well, that's fine. We got through. Oh, turn it back on, turn it back on. Okay. I don't want to fall back down
okay,
there.
Okay, that worked.
That was really good. Okay. Oh, God, these plants look
dead. Those plants hiss at us? Hold on, I got a message. Decelerator. Oh, okay, we got a decelerator. We got a new system repaired on the electric engine.
Okay.
The decelerator slows down the small craft to a stop mid-air as long as you're not applying thrust. So it's basically your stabilizer.
Okay.
So watch. Now, are you moving?
No.
Now try moving and then not moving. Now I'm going to turn it off and do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, you float a lot farther.
Okay, so I'm going to give you half destabilization.
Oh, God.
Okay, now watch. Full destabilization.
Oh, so you move. It's very stiff. Yeah. Oh, God.
But the reactor stress goes up.
How do we get around these idiots?
Can we go this way? What's this way?
Well, look, the tentacles reach up for us.
Not that far. Oh, crap. Oh,
my
shit.
God.
This is scary.
I'm just gunning it.
Go. Okay, these are terrifying. They look like black tar plant tentacles, and they kind of like...
They lunge out at you.
I have a question. Does light affect them at all?
Let's see. Right. Shine the light.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's doing it?
Now, they shake when I put the light on. They hear the sounds. Oh. Now, are they reaching for us when we don't have the light on them?
What?
Go near a little bit.
Face it all the way to the left, though. Yep.
Holy shit, that's scary.
It's just getting close to them. Do I go
watch
down?
Wait. Go a little closer to them. Go ahead. I want to try something out. Go ahead.
Oh, the light sends them back.
The light sends them back. So I can keep them at bay with the light. Oh, God, these are terrifying.
Yeah, these are really scary.
I don't like these. Okay.
I'm
going to
go up here.
So,
oh, shit.
We have to scan things. Okay, so that likes sound.
Oh, cool.
So we have the electric
engine.
Good thing
we're driving by these rustling leaves.
I wonder if that does something. Hold on.
No, never mind.
No.
Okay.
No, that does not affect our sound bar at all.
It's just sound that aggravates this idiot?
Just sound. So if you move slowly and carefully... Jeez, I don't like these plants, man. Like, you turn your back, as in turn your light, and they...
Oh, no!
Oh, shit!
Damn it.
What happened? Did you bump it?
I went too fast, and then I decided, I was like, fuck it, just book it.
He targeted us. Small craft hull punctured. That's what killed us that time. All right, so I'm going to turn your electric engine back on.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what does sound. So if I reduce your thruster, thrust around a little bit. Oh, that helps. Sorry.
Sorry,
I wasn't paying attention.
I didn't use my words, so.
Use your words. All right, hang here for a second.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little bit of thrust and a little... you should be good now. Try that. Maybe not. Maybe a little less thrust. Hold on.
Light.
They're reaching so close. I'm going to reduce your thrust a little. I have to look at two screens. This sucks.
Light.
I see it.
Light.
Okay.
Oh.
Also sounds.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Just a second.
Yeah, I'm not going to move.
I'm gonna reduce your thruster.
We're in the sweet spot where I'm not in his range and these tentacles aren't trying to
murder me. I turn your anti-gravity up a little bit. And I'm going to turn your decelerator up a little bit and tell me how this controls. Go.
Oh, Jesus. No.
No. Okay, hold on.
Too much.
Wait,
too much noise.
Why is your thrust... Oh, my bad. Thrust is all the way up. This is okay. All touch, so hold on. Okay, try that.
Oh, all right. Oh.
Can you move?
I can. It's hard.
How about now?
Okay, this is a little bit better. Oh, God. All right. So he's not getting as aggravated. As long as you keep... the light on these dumb plants. I should be able to...
I got these plants. Go above them.
Okay. Alright.
I gotcha. I know, these plants are creepy. I'm gonna give you thrust, okay?
Yeah. Okay, alright. New enemy coming up. Let's scan.
The little mines... Alright, heat and a little bit of electricity. So we have to reduce, again, some of our electric systems. So if I reduce our decelerator... Does that affect anything? It does. Not as much as thrust, though. Thrust is... And... Anti-gravity.
Ooh.
Nope.
Oh, no, he did not like that. Okay.
It's very sensitive. We may have to drop. I don't know what's down there, though. So hold on.
I like how it went from being like a very rocky terrain to now there's more like foliage and like... It's creepy, but there's like plant life now.
Okay, here's what I suggest. Let's see what's over here.
Okay.
Go ahead. This way.
Trying. He's triggering.
No, as long as we're not in his range, we're good. Like, that's the range he can affect us.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this gives us the heads up. Okay. So look, now we can see this way. So we're gonna do the same thing. We're gonna drop. Go down as far as you can. No, right now.
Down here.
Right now. Yeah. Want to see other plants at the bottom? Yes.
There are. Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna have to pick it back up. So we're gonna go up to the top. I'm gonna cut the electric engine. We're gonna fall down the shaft. I'm going to start the electric engine, and I'm gonna keep the light shining down the whole time. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. So get ready to pull up. I'm going to turn your decelerator back to normal. All your systems are mid-levels. Here we go.
We're dropping. Oh, Jesus!
I panicked. I'm sorry.
Well, no, we have to move over to the left because there was a
ramp. Well, that's fine. We can bounce. So, yeah, that was my fault. I panicked, and I reactivated our system a little early. So we're right here again. Okay, so not bad. All right, so ready?
So I'm going to go over to the left-hand side.
Same thing. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, cutting in 3, 2, 1, off. And on.
Nice.
That was beautiful.
Good work.
Fuck you, plants. You're not going to eat us today.
All right. Well, I think this actually might be a pretty good place to end it.
Are you sure you want to see what's next? Now that we have all of our tools together, maybe one more section?
Let's try one more section.
All right, one more section. Because this is way, way fun.
Press A to continue.
Okay. Whoa. Is that moss? What is that?
Yeah, there's some kind of like vines or something growing on the wall here.
Yeah, the area has now changed a little bit again. There's water. Ah, crap, I hate water.
Can we go any farther? Oh, no, so we're going to have to go under the water.
All right, now can you use your electric engine underwater? Try it out.
Let's see. Oh, I can.
You can?
Yeah.
All right.
So we don't have to sink like a rock.
Electricity.
All right, so let's see.
Electricity.
We go to rock down to Electric Avenue.
Oh, anti-gravity is really in float like compensation mode, it says, because we're underwater.
Whoa.
What was that?
There's all these shipping containers falling behind us in the background.
Now, did that not give you a Wally vibe or what? Look at all those shipping containers.
Yeah.
That were the same shipping containers that we were shipped to this planet on.
A lot like Wally.
I'm not liking this. Whoa.
Cool.
Shoot a flare?
I can shoot a flare.
Like a torpedo.
Oh, there's a thing.
I don't know what the thing does.
Let's scan it?
I think it's part of the environment.
Can I shoot? All right, so this is a wall in front of us. Okay.
Oh, then maybe we have to... We have to shoot it? I don't know. Can we get closer? Crap! What is that? What is that piranha thing?
It's coming towards us! Miles!
I turned off our electricity. That's what he likes. So we just floated upwards?
But he opened the door. I can't...
Okay. Go.
There we go.
Okay. I turn our engine back on.
All right. Wow.
Okay, that was terrifying, and I'm so glad we got out of that.
Good thinking.
Thank you. I'm glad you scanned it, and I glanced back, and I'm like, electricity!
All right.
It's up here. Another door?
Oh, shit. All right, so we have to wait for him. Unless we follow him down this way? What is he doing?
Is he going to turn around soon? He might.
Yep. That looks like the fucking shark from James the Giant Peach.
Oh, it does. It's a cool, like, robot torpedo shark. Shoot it. Boink.
Oh, right in the mouth.
Pow, right in the kisser. That did nothing to him.
Suck my flare.
Do we have to aggro it? Or is there another one that's going to come up over this way?
Oh, I hope not.
Try it. No? Maybe? Let's try. All right, let's...
We have to go down there. It's like that Super Mario level with the eel. All
right, let's just pop in its thing and run out, and then... you know what I mean. Go ahead.
Oh, he's looking at it. He knows this fucker.
Hey.
There he is. All right. So he targeted us, but then he was just like, oh, fuck.
What I bet we can go past him down. Oh, I'm just going to cut our engines. Oh, crap. If I cut our engines, I'm going to have to add weight. I'm going to have to switch engines and add mass. Shit. All right, ready?
Yeah. That was interesting. We floated up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So he's not going to care now because we have no electricity.
But we're floating down into the abyss. Stuck on a ledge.
Add more mass. Crap, not enough mass. Okay, hold on. Let's float up a little bit. And then down hard. Boom.
Yeah, there we go. Down hard always works.
And engine on.
All right.
You can control yourself now. We have an electric engine.
Tilt me up. Let's get through this.
Tilt you.
Here we go. All right, so here's a button.
A button. It probably opens up our door that from all the way in the other.
Oh, I see.
I love how you used a flare, even though we were 2 feet from nosing the button.
I like shooting the flares.
Me too. They're really cool-looking flares. They just have this adorable nature to them.
This ship is still really cute.
Small craft, you're the man.
Oh, shit.
Okay, because I can just go, whoop,
whoa.
Engine off. Sorry, I should warn you.
Okay.
Engine on.
All right. So now we can get through
the door.
Door.
All right, see, we got this. We got this.
What else is in here? Just want to make sure. I'm worried.
I know. There's underwater levels, man.
Okay, we're coming up to the top now.
It's open. I don't like open areas with... Okay, we can up and out of the water.
All right.
I like how all the sound was muted.
Yeah, very
while
cool.
Underwater.
All
nice.
Right, cool. Very good. I like that a lot, in case of emergency.
The SOS pods?
Alrighty.
Is that calling it?
Yeah, this looks like a pretty good place to call it quits for tonight.
Okay.
I like this, though.
I think next week we may have to play this one more time and add Sean in.
I think you're right. That was really cool.
I have to like save
anything. Let's see. Do I have a
Whoa. Okay, I have a game menu here.
Okay, awesome.
Crew setup, control setup, difficulty, gamma correction, level map. Wait, level map?
We have a map?
Holy crap. I can go back and do previous levels.
Oh, that's cool.
Other options. Shortcuts disabled. What's a shortcut?
Hotkeys.
I don't know.
Dude, hit control X.
Online features table, video subtitles enabled. Oh, exit game. I'm an idiot. It's right there.
So I guess it saves automatically?
Yes.
Yay.
Say yes. Seamless. We didn't even see a save. It's probably part of the loading in between levels.
I like that.
Right?
This gets my stamp of approval.
All right.
Let's double check. Just hit A. Let's say. Okay, there we are. Level 14. Awesome.
Now, if I were to hit that, and look, we can join in. We're gonna have a navigator join in.
Cool.
I am digging affordable space adventures.
I am as well.
And this is pretty affordable.
Agreed.
Not too shabby. All right.
All right. So I'm gonna situate myself back.
There we go. Ah, same. Let me adjust our camera. Now I try to do this backwards and reverse and can't see what I'm touching here.
Reverse. Alrighty.
There we go. Transitions. Yep. That was cool. I had a lot of fun. And I'm not going to lie, I was really looking forward to this all day. like since I knew we were going to do this, and it didn't disappoint in the least. I had just as much, if not more, fun than I thought I would have. I'm very happy.
I had really no idea what to expect. I didn't do a ton of research. I looked into like buying it and all that stuff, but I was very surprised. I liked that a lot. That was a lot of fun.
This is a great couch co-op game.
Indeed. In a day and age where you don't really get that a whole lot.
I know. And you know, it's sad that I just had the thought like, oh man, if I got a Wii U, maybe I could play online with them. But that, no, yeah. You don't. It doesn't work like that. Although, to be honest, does this have an online? I don't think it does at all, right?
I don't think so.
If it did, I think it would be great.
It could still work with a
headset and chat.
Yeah.
Because you don't need. I mean, the person with the gamepad still has their gamepad, and then they have everything else on the front screen on their main TV anyway.
Yeah.
So it could work online if you had voice communications. Interesting.
It could still definitely be possible.
Now, this reminds me of the reason I was so hyped when Sean mentioned this the first time is, I don't know if I told you guys about this, it was a long, long, long time ago. I saw this indie game that somebody made. It was basically this, but it was a Star Trek bridge simulator.
Yes.
So it basically ran on computers, and the captain's computer was like the main display screen. And everybody else had their own personal, like, laptops or computers, you know, hooked up to LAN and in the same group. And you had, like, 6 or 7 people instead of 2 or 3 all trying to coordinate with the captain telling people what to do and when. And you had the pilot. You had the weapons engineer who would be in charge of firing and aiming weapons. You had the engineer himself who was in charge of, you know, adjusting power levels to different systems. You had the communications officer who would hail communications to other ships to see if they were friendly or enemy and to get them to surrender if you wanted. There was, I think, navigation with, like, the sensors and trying to get, like, enemies on radar and navigate, you know, long-distance travel and... It was ridiculous.
That's a lot more technical than what was going on here.
Oh no, it was a simulator. Like it wasn't even like I would say a game. It was simulation level controls.
Interesting.
And I've always wanted to play that, but I've never gotten.
You gotta get a whole crew together and everything.
You gotta get a whole crew, and then everyone has to have a working computer. And then as the captain. Your computer should be hooked up to like a large TV or a projector so everyone can see the main, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, you can't have just a normal monitor for everyone to stare at. You need something up there, you know? But I like how this is like a slimmed down, streamlined, easy, accessible version of that.
I don't know if you were getting this too, but like, we kept talking about WALL-E, but even broader than WALL-E, it felt very Pixar-ish.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
I like that a lot.
I'll give you that. I got vibes, a lot of vibes of WALL-E, and I'm going to say even a little bit of BioShock.
Yeah?
With like
the underwater
some
thing?
Some of the artifacts and stuff. And
I can see that.
Yeah. And you mentioned 9.
Yeah.
Is it Tim Burton? I want to say it's Tim Burton.
I don't know if he directed it. Maybe he produced it or something. He was involved somehow.
That movie 9 with Elijah Wood doing the voice of the little, what are they? Like
they're
steampunk
like puppets,
dolls.
Dolls, I guess. Because they look like plushies, but made out of like burlap sack type of things. I remember liking 9. I haven't seen it in forever.
I have it, and I keep wanting to watch it, but I always want to watch it at a time. It's a dark movie, and the wife just... you know, late at night, usually wants to watch something either mindless or upbeat or, you know what I'm saying? I don't blame her. It's not a movie that you just go in willy-nilly, I guess.
Yeah. No, I totally get that vibe because I think pretty much every single night Kate and I fall asleep to, like, The Office or Bob's Burgers or something.
You have to be in the mood to watch this.
Yeah.
But one of these nights I'm going to watch it because, definitely a lot of that post-apocalyptic vibe.
Yeah. Maybe Tim Burton didn't have anything to do with this, and it's just his style, maybe. I'm not seeing his name on no? IMDb. Director was Shane Acker.
Hmm.
It's got his, like, style all over it, but interesting.
Huh.
Oh, he's... All right, he's the producer. Okay, there he is.
Okay. Yeah,
there
because
we go.
There's a...
that makes sense.
It's sometimes referred to as Tim Burton's Nine because it's written, it's the number nine, but spoken, it's just nine, and you don't want to get mixed up with that musical nine.
Yeah.
It's written out N-I-N-E. So, wow, this was in 2009. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I like that movie.
Huh.
But Affordable Space Adventures, this surprised me, and I had a lot of fun doing this. I would totally be up for doing this next week with Sean and all three of us play.
Yes.
So, listeners, let us know if you had fun listening to or watching us play this, because this was cool. This was on our end, and I think Miles, both of us, we can affirmatively say this gets our approval.
Absolutely.
So if you're looking for a good co-op game with your friends... This is 8-Bits recommended.
This one's great.
Yeah. If you like this, like I said before, I got really strong connection vibes with that game, The Swapper. That game is very aesthetically very similar, also very cool.
Really?
That's a puzzle game. That's a single player puzzle game, so it's not co-op, but very similar art style and very similar tone. It's moody, it's kind of this Lost in Space type of thing. Not the old Lost in Space, but, you know, you're in space and traversing around environments, stuff like that. But very, totally very similar. This is a little bit more lighthearted, but still, aesthetically, they're on point. So why don't we get out of here? Miles, last week, we went head-to-head in the Rumble. I got to play my remix. Did you have a remix chosen for last week that we could end out the show?
Oh, I did.
I could pull that up, and we could have the remix redemption close out the show.
Do you have the EVIP?
Ooh, I do. I do. Let me get that.
Because, if I'm not mistaken, it was our Pokemon Battle of Wits.
It was
last week, and I also had a Pokemon themed remix.
I like the way you think.
Thank you. Got to keep it in theme, you know.
Yeah, I got to say this Eevee EP is fantastic.
EP, I said IP, didn't I?
I don't remember.
It's late.
It's late, and I'm dying. Oh, all right, let's see. Let me get into my remix folder here. Pokemon remixes. I have it all broken down, so
nice.
Let's see. Now, the EVEP, here we go.
Now, you played a battle theme, right?
Yes. Mine was from X and Y. I want to say you've played the Jolteon one.
I have played that's the gym leader theme.
That's a really good one.
Yes, I've also played the Sylveon. What type are you? That's the main theme.
That is a good one as well. They're all good.
Now, which one? Track one is Eevee.
Let's see. That is the Road to Cerulean from Mount Moon.
Let's play that one because that one's fun.
Okay.
I that's one you don't really play very often. It's also the younger brother of all the Eeveelutions, and let's give it some love. Let's play Eevees.
Okay. I'm down for that. Let's see here. So, as always, if you're interested in this remix, well, you'll be able to download not only this song, but the entire EP for free. This was an OC Remix album. There are 9 tracks on here, all of them really great. All of them are really good, and they're named after the Eeveelutions.
They're named and themed after Eevee and all of its evolutions.
And this one is called The Destiny Infinite by Dark Sword. the Eevee remix. And like I said before, this is the Road to Cerulean from Mount Moon from Pokemon Red and Blue. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We hope you guys enjoyed our Let's Play of Affordable Space Adventures and the rest of the program. We'll be back next week with another episode of 8 Bits and Joysticks. We hope you enjoyed the remix, and we will see you guys next week. Good night, everyone.